Well, it's the 20th year for Art in the Park at Sequoyota Park this Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And Kathy Evans from the Art and Craft Guild is here to once again to talk about this year's 20th anniversary Art in the Park, a fine art contemporary craft show and sale. Obviously, you're going to have some rain to deal with, but it's happened before.
Yeah, but the tents are dry. And the drainage in the park is really good. So a rainy show is still a show. We never have a cancellation.
Right.
So
we
will be there.
Whether it rains or not. Now, how many artists and crafters are going to be represented this year or representing themselves this year with their art?
Yeah, there are about 30. We always have in the neighborhood of 30. Sometimes there's a little more. And they're from Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas.
The focus, as usual, is on two- and three-dimensional visual arts, both.
Right, it is. And this year, it's kind of interesting. We have a lot more two-dimensional art this year than we've had in the past. Last year was the year for fiber, and this year is the year for painting and two-dimensional mixed media and drawing and lots of interesting two-dimensional work.
Now, this is sponsored by the Southwest Missouri Art and Craft Guild, which, of course, is an all-volunteer organization basically designed to serve the creative artists.
All of our artists are full or part-time working artists.
Yeah.
They may have another profession that they also work at, but they do create work for sale. And some of them are brand new. We have a brand new sculptor this year.
But you have four new artists.
Yeah, we do have four. And our newest, who's never done a show before, we may actually have two that have never done a show before. But we have a sculptor this year that's really different and interesting out of metal. He's a welder out of metal. And he shows at Fresh Gallery.
All right, metals and mixed media. Then you also have a painter coming down from the Kansas City area who is new.
Right. And she's done some shows. She's done Arts Fest, and she's done Winter Fest and some of the other Springfield shows. And actually, I have some of her work on my very own wall.
Well, there you go.
But our mission, the Guild's mission, is to support the working artist. And when the Guild formed 20 years ago, the first thing they did was create Art in the Park. And the Springfield Green County Park Board supported it right away with a gift of Sequoyota Park.
Well, let's talk about the selection. As you said, there seems to be an emphasis this year on two-dimensional artwork and painting. But what else will be included?
Well, there's always lots of ceramics. The Guild was formed by potters, and there are still lots of potters, jewelry, and there's also fiber that includes both basketry and dyeing, textile embellishments, weaving, accessories, and some garments. And we have a couple of woodworkers who do some really nice turn pieces. So it'll be a full range. There's still lots of 2D, but I mean lots of 3D.
3D.
Also glass and glass jewelry as well.
All right. The People's Choice Award has returned for this year.
Right. That is a way to get everybody engaged in looking at the art and enjoying the show. And they're asked to vote for their favorite booth. And this also gets children involved. I love to get children involved in looking at art and thinking about it and thinking about what appeals to them. And we have a lot of budding artists out there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's pretty exciting. And I've got to tell you that usually the whimsical art gets the kids' award, and that's who wins
every
year.
Of course. In addition to a website, artcraftguild.org, you also now have a Facebook page, facebook.com/artcraftguild.
Yes, and it's been very active. We have something like 19,000 engagements.
Wow.
Yeah, the reach has been tremendous. Just people saying, I'm going, you're going to be there, that kind of thing, liking the page and so forth. And we've done an award this year to celebrate $20 gift certificate that they have awarded. Unfortunately, there's no more. They've all been given out. But this has been so popular, we may continue this next year.
Now, five people won that $20 gift certificate off the Facebook page.
Right.
Now, we should talk about who is sponsoring the Art in the Park, Springfield Green County Park Board, of course. Also, Empire Bank sponsoring Best of Show. National Art Shop is sponsoring the Best of Two-Dimensional Art Award. Merry-Go-Round Stained Glass is sponsoring the Best of Three-Dimensional Art Award. L&R Specialties sponsoring the Ceramics Award. And Dr. Tom Prater sponsoring the People's Choice Award.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if people have any questions, they can call you at 689-4536.
It is a 417 number, 417-689-4536.
Okay. And the point must be made, rain or no rain, all of these artists and crafters are showing inside tents, so
right.
The show will go on regardless.
Yes.
And of course, it's not supposed to be raining on Sunday anyway. So you...
Right, we may have a break there, but we even got a canopy for the musicians this year, so we'll all be there, rain or shine.
And it's free and open to the public. It runs from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Sequoia Park. That's at 3500 South Lone Pine, about a mile south of the Battlefield and Lone Pine intersection. But Art in the Park by the Southwest Missouri Art and Craft Guild will take place tomorrow, rain or no rain, from 10 to 4:30, and again Sunday from 10 to 4:30 at Sequoia Park. And you can visit artcraftguild.org or visit their Facebook page, Art Craft Guild, for more information, or call Kathy at 417-689-4536. We left anything out, you think?
I don't think so. In case you don't know where Sequoia is, it's between 65 Highway and Glenstone Avenue. You can also get there by the Greenway Trail from the Nature Center.
Right. So, like, you can ride your bike, but you will want them to come by the main gate to pick up a program.
Right. So you can vote for the People's Choice Award.
Absolutely. All right. Thank Kathy Evans from the Art and Craft Guild. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Randy.
Right.